properly. Well, KG, the last 3 days has been the Santos Festival of Cycling.
Yep.
Unbelievable course that's been set up by our very own Stuart O'Grady. Set the bar high for all of the road cyclists.
And the hot weather.
And one of our very own, Maeve Plouffe, of course, won the stage that was into Echunga yesterday and held on for third place overall today. It's an outstanding performance from someone who has cut her teeth on track cycling. So to stand up against the best roadies around Australia is a wonderful performance.
Fantastic.
And Maeve Plouffe joins us now. Maeve, welcome to Sports Day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations. You must be really pleased with what you've achieved the last 3 days.
Yeah, honestly, I went into the event not even really thinking I would focus on the GC or even on winning stages. I thought I was going to go in as a more of a worker rider, especially after getting COVID just before our national title.
Gee.
So to come out, you know, after having 12 days in my room, to then have a week off and then come back and, you know, be winning stages, I was so excited, and it was unexpected, and I'm really glad.
You're nobody these days unless you've had COVID, Maeve. It's like the cool thing to do these days.
Yeah.
Hey, Ruby Roseman-Gannon, she's the winner. Nicole Frayne, runner-up. I mean, Nicole Frayne is the national champion on the road. Ruby Roseman-Gannon, I mean, her qualifications are self-evident. You must be really pleased that you've mixed it with the top end of town on the road.
Absolutely, and there are a lot of other incredible names on the list. You know, we had riders like Amanda Spratt and Grace Brown and things like that, and the top teams, you know, everyone, those two riders are either pro right now or have been pro in the past. So for me, coming from an amateur team, I was so proud of my team today to help me get up there and go for those stage wins and go for that GC, because I was really proud of how we stood up against those pro teams. We weren't intimidated and we still went for it. So that's incredibly exciting and it's really promising for this coming season.
Maeve, can I go back to the beginning? What got you involved in cycling? What was the big interest from your point of view?
Honestly, my family don't ride. I was actually doing a lot of open water swimming and surf lifesaving. So I was definitely athletic.
Yep.
And then I got moved into cycling from the SASSI Talent ID program. So they identified that I might be a good cyclist. They actually got me on the track, tried me out, and I absolutely loved it. I wasn't particularly good at it, so I had to spend a few years trying to get good, and it took a long time before I made teams, to be really honest. And I had a little bit of help from triathlon team on the way, but you know, being in Adelaide is the perfect place to be a road cyclist, so... and a track rider. So I just slowly worked my way up and made the national team, I think it was 2 years ago.
I need to make an admission of guilt here. I mean, I'm not particularly courageous, but a long, long time ago, I rode a tandem bike around the Adelaide Velodrome with Shane Kelly, and I've never been so terrified in all my life. And he was being rather cheeky, to be honest. He was taking me right up the top, and we were coming down. I had motion sickness on the back of a bike. I mean, you've never heard of that. What was the experience like for you the first time getting on that wooden velodrome where it's 44 degrees, that slope? It is quite something that you need to get your head around for a while before you're comfortable with it, I would imagine.
It truly is so steep, and I don't think a lot of people realise, because from TV, you know, you can't really tell the exact angles, but if you go up and walk next to a track, like, you can't walk up it.
Mm.
It's pretty much a wall. So, it is. It does take a lot of courage to get on the first time. I don't think I went particularly high the first time I got on the track. I've actually taken a couple of young juniors out to try it before, and they've always amazed me on how quickly they get it and how quickly they can go up on the blue line and even higher, you know. So I wasn't quite as good, but I think once you realise the fear of, you know, not slipping down, you just don't look down. Even nowadays, I don't look down when I'm at the very top.
Maeve, what about comparing track and road? Will you concentrate on both or just the one from here?
It's pretty tricky to pick because I am quite young in my career.
Yep.
I would definitely love to pursue road at some point. I think it's especially women's road is really, you know, increasing in spectators and value lately. So, and I'm loving seeing it grow. So I think I'm coming into the road scene at a great time.
Yep.
The women in the past have really set it up, and now it's incredible, and so many people watching and taking interest. So that's definitely really exciting, and I want to be a part of that. I think there is such a short turnaround until the Paris Olympics.
Yes.
So I will definitely focus on track, but that's not to say I don't want to do tours such as like the Santos Festival of Cycling. And, you know, I'd love to go over to Europe and do some road racing and things like that. So I'll pounce on any opportunities where they come, because any exposure is good. And they do complement each other, you know, having that road fitness and that sprint on the road is great on the track, and vice versa.
Well, you're going to need to be versatile, Maeve, because I noticed that over the last couple of days, Stewie O'Grady has put you over dirt and gravel as well, the cheeky sod. I mean, you've got to be versatile to be able to win a stage or finish third in the Festival of Cycling, because there's all sorts of surfaces underneath you that you've got to ride over.
Oh, absolutely. Today was tough. We had kilometres and kilometres of gravel. I was pretty happy with how I positioned myself in the gravel, you know, up in the top few towards the end there. But it was tricky, and not only were they gravel stages, but I'm not sure how much the TV really showed, but they were pretty steep. Yesterday was a very steep gravel climb. So that definitely makes it a lot harder. And today, you know, we had a hill in the last 2K of the race, which was quite hard. We had Queen of the Mountain points in the last 2K. So you definitely have to be a really versatile rider to do these shorter, sharper stages. They are shorter, but I think the elevation gain within those short stages is actually quite significant. And there's less time to recover between sprints, between Queen of the Mountain classifications, and between really aggressive attacks.
Gee, Maeve, those road cyclists, they are gutsy people. They come off at speed like you wouldn't believe. Does that ever cross your mind, that coming off in a straight head first into the bitumen?
Oh, a little bit. There's
I'd be petrified.
Sketchy moments. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There's been a couple of sketchy moments in the peloton this week. A few crashes that I've seen or been behind or been around. I've seen some interesting riding. But I think that's mostly because it's been the first big race back other than nationals. So everyone was a little bit jittery and nervous, especially on that really cold, wet, rainy day at the start. You know, people were sliding all over the road. So I was really lucky I didn't get caught up in anything this week. It's all about positioning and where you are and what wheels you're on. So I fortunately didn't get caught up in anything. But it is a huge possibility, and it's something that road riders have to learn. It's a great possibility, and you have to be able to accept that.
But Maeve, I've got to say, yesterday, unbelievable what you did. You maybe spent so much petrol that it was going to be always difficult for you to challenge today. But I think you're involved in every sprint. You were second in one, you were first in another, and then just blew the field away to win yesterday. Firstly, you must have been so delighted. But does that amount of petrol you spent, did you struggle just that little bit today?
I don't think it was a product of yesterday. I think being able to recover after the stages, that's not something that's worrying. I think today it was just simply the nature of the course. You know, it was the same amount of elevation, but it, rather than being all at the start or all at the end, it was just spread consistently throughout the race. And then we also had a lot of really aggressive and really, harsh attacks throughout, and plus the gravel. You know, some sections were flat, but they're gravel, so you've got the pressure on. So I think today, the only way I would have won the sprint today is if it wasn't easy. If it was an easy race, and if we went up the climbs easy, but being the final stage in the tour, like, that's not going to happen. and we're actually two riders down today in our team, so it just meant that there was a little bit less riders to share the load for bridging attacks and shutting down moves and staying on bike exchange and some of the other top teams. So it was really challenging, and it was probably more on the defensive today. But, you know, a hill in the last 2 kilometres, my goal was just to stay in that top group over that last hill and then see what I had in the sprint at the end. And unfortunately, I didn't have anything, but I don't think I can kick myself too much, because Queen of the Mountain in the last 2 kilometres is never going to suit me. I definitely gave it my best crack, though.
Maeve, you've done outstandingly well. We're so proud of you. Congratulations in particular on yesterday, the stage win. I know how much that meant to you. But to finish third overall in a part of the sport that you're still, I guess, learning and honing your craft, it's an amazing achievement. We're very proud of you. Congratulations, and thanks for your time on Sports Day.
Thank you so much.
Maeve Plouffe there, the South Australian track cyclist who's jumped onto the road and done outstandingly well, Cage.